in here. It's not.
And this is pause.
Right.
And then we'll stop.
Right. And then we can start over there.
And we'll continue.
I guess we need to pull more, but I don't know, I said that, you know, I'm a rest, maybe you know about that.
All right. This is a great opportunity. We got a nice full house. I just want to, for the record, before we begin, note that the clerk is absent this evening. And so at an appropriate time, once we've had Ms. Cecil call the roll, we'll appoint and delegate someone to take some notes. I hereby call this meeting to order at 7 p.m. on December 7th, 2022. All laws governing the Open Public Meetings Act have been met, and adequate notice of this meeting has been provided in accordance with the requirements of the Open Public Meetings Act. A copy of the agenda for this meeting was sent to the Hunterdon County Democrat, posted on December 2nd, 2022, and was made available to the public for download on the township's website prior to the meeting. Would you please all join me in a salute to the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Ms. Cecil, would you mind calling the roll?
Yes, Councilman Lizard.
Here.
Council President Stas.
Here.
Here.
And just the record, Councilwoman Switworth and Councilman Krzyzanowski are absent.
And I'd like to make a motion to designate Councilman Glazer to be our note taker.
Second.
Except roll call.
Keeper of minutes
and
acting clerk.
Motion by Brian.
Wow.
Do we do a roll call?
I have a motion and a second. Yeah.
Okay. Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Council President Stas?
Yes.
Yes. Our first order of business are comments from the public. For the Girl Scouts in the audience, this is an opportunity for any member of the public who might wish to come forward and raise an issue or ask a question or make a comment about any of the items that are listed on our agenda this evening. And only at those items. Or is there anyone in the audience who might wish to come make a comment? Jeopardy music plays in the background. All right. I'll hereby close the public comment session, and we'll move. There will be a second public comment session at the end of the meeting. That will be for anything that anyone might wish to speak of. Our first item of real business this evening is the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk are considered to be routine by the township mayor and council and will be enacted by a single motion. There will not be separate discussion of these items unless requested by the mayor, a council member, or a citizen, in which event the item will be removed from the general order of business and considered in its normal sequence on the agenda. Are there any items for which we wish to have?
I think I move item 2 in the business, the appropriation of the AR coupons.
We can do that.
Hold it.
Just you want to hold that one out?
Yep, we're going to pull it to the side. And then I hate to ask this of our council, but for items for which someone might have to recuse, do we have sufficient to vote on it?
That's right.
There's only two
of these. Right, so those are the
Also, you need a minimum of
3
yes
votes
for any issue.
Right.
That's what I was.
Yeah.
That's what I was
for
afraid of.
And for money, is it 4 or 3 for money? For the budget support, I mean, that's.
Bond ordinance is 4.
Oh, okay, that was a
good one. Maybe, yeah, probably the budget.
All right. I believe the fire department related items may need to be refused on
number 13.
Mm-hmm. There's the resolution 1650.
There was one in front of me. The one
that's there. Being considered separately anyway, so one of the consent agenda.
All right, so I'm not too worried about it. We will, if we cannot carry these to the 21st, and we need to do it in between, we'll hold a special meeting.
Okay.
All right, so item number 2 has been pulled. Just trying to see if there are any others that I need to pull. And for those of you in the audience, just so that you know, Ms. Cecil explained before, you need a minimum number of people to hold a meeting, and there are a couple items here that the council member is not going to be able to participate in discussion on, and because that council person will be absent, we won't be able to have enough people to vote on them. So with item number 2 pulled out, may I have a motion in favor of the consent agenda?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Councilman Blazer?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Yes. All right. We'll move on to reports.
So I have two from the consent agenda and we'll consider them.
With the resolutions. Yep. And then they'll be disposed of rather quickly.
Yeah.
Councilman Blaze.
Yeah. So this, for the members of the audience, is a report section where each of us talks about the committees we're on or other things we do for the township, so the rest of council is informed what's going on, if they don't know already. Most of the time, people know, but not all of them. I'm a member of the planning board, so I do a planning board report. The meeting on November 24th was canceled due to lack of agenda items. We had a meeting on December 5th, 2 nights ago, all routine matters. There was one hearing for the phase 2 expansion of the Crown King Vet Hospital on Boston Hill Road. Their business has grown, and this was planned years ago to expand. It's changed a little bit from the original plan. So they received amended preliminary and final site plan approval with a few minor variances and waivers. That was a pretty good application. It's nice to have a business like that in the township. The next meeting will be the Planning Board's annual reorg. I'm pretty sure it's scheduled for Monday, January 9th. The Sewage Authority met last Thursday night. Again, all routine matters. The only thing I'd mention is that they're starting their coordination work with Votech and North Hunterdon, because the Votech campus and the pump station upgrade are really right next to each other, have a lot of construction, what's the word I want to use, dependencies or codependencies that they need to work out. And they'll have their next meeting on Thursday, January 5th, which I believe will include the 2023 rate hearing. And then for the follow-up for the campus subcommittee, I'm working with that interested resident on trying to set up a working session for sometime early next year. We'll work with the mayor on the date and time, setting the agenda management. And that's all I've got.
Good. Council President Strauss.
Thank you, Bill. I'll keep mine brief as well. The Clinton Township Board of Education, their next meeting is this coming Monday, December 12th, at the Clinton Township Middle School. And the only other thing is their reorganization meeting is scheduled for January of 2023. Historical preservation, one of the other committees that we have volunteers on, one of the many in Clinton Township, who's going to have their meeting tonight, but they have a quorum. We all know what a quorum is now, right? We talked about that. So they could not have their meeting tonight. But just items for discussion, who in here, is anyone in here from Clinton Township? No? Okay. Does your municipality have a newsletter that comes out where you live? Okay. So that's one of the things in our newsletter is the Historical Preservation Commission prints out articles of relevance to our council, and that was also an item of discussion. So under public safety for police, there's a few things on the agenda tonight that I guess we'll be moving forward. I saw a copy of the reports that we emailed out, and also the press release on the motorcycle incident that out as well.
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet, but I understand.
All right, and good. So, fire, we did receive the ARP grant, which is good. And Jay has been doing a fantastic job at getting work done at both Fire Station 1 and Fire Station 2 for building the ground.
Good. I think we still have a couple outstanding items, but I think they're heading in the right direction.
Yeah, you emailed. Yeah, well,
the posts and
right.
The HVAC.
We really got a lot of things off of.
Good.
So.
Great.
EMS submitted a report, which it is rather long, so in the interest of our organization tonight, I will send that out separately.
Perfect.
To the members. It's a good, just about a year-end report. OEM, they did assist at the Town of Clinton Christmas Parade desk this past Friday, and that's all I have.
Okay. Very good. And so each of us are responsible for working with different committees. I'm actually the liaison for the Recreation Committee, and of course I take care of personnel. From the Recreation Committee, we actually had a meeting on Monday night. Tennis and pickleball, the committee is working on a method in which to manage those popular times where it's hard to get court time, and in such a way, hopefully, that residents are able to get on the court and hopefully have some preference over those who are coming from far afield, not those who aren't nearby. There will be some things on the new programs coming forward on tennis and pickleball. Probably look for them in the March or April edition of the newsletter. We have additional improvements that we've planned for Bunt Park in the form of a little bit of a rework to the playground. So for those of you of playground age, the playground will in the spring be receiving some new equipment. Be expanded a little bit. The swings will be pushed closer to the slide and the play set, and some new, more modern equipment will be added to make that a little bit better of a playground for the children. An FPO should be ready already now and ready to go. We adopted all that last couple of meetings. Community Day is set for the last Saturday in April. It'll be April the 29th. Committee is also looking at and making some headway with a lock system for the doors at the Bunt Park bathrooms so that those could be open. And in my opinion, we'll save money instantaneously as soon as they're put in because we won't need the porta potties. The rec fund, the trust fund, received $1,000 from the food truck festival that was held at Bunt Park in November. It was not quite as successful as this food truck festival from July, but it was November. It was cold. And then rec basketball, the high school program especially, is in full swing. Let's see, other items of note, especially from the personnel side, we've got some hires on this evening. We do have a couple others that aren't on here yet but are either posted or that we're interviewing for. So hopefully in the next meeting or two, we'll also have, in addition to what's on the agenda, a deputy court administrator and an administrative assistant for the office that you know quite a bit. Also, there is a parks foreman position currently posted, so if anybody's interested, feel free. Got that done. The only other item that I'd really like to point out, over the years we've been successful obtaining grants from the DOT. Our engineers have done a very good job writing the applications. Last year, this time, we received one for a portion of Petticoat Road from Route 22 to East Main Street, and we had planned to piggyback that with a mill and pave, and both projects were delayed, the Petticoat project because of the engineering involved and because of DOT approvals, because it does intersect the state highway. This year, just last week, we received a grant for almost $280,000 to repave Regional Road. So we'll get the engineer to begin working on plans for that. I would anticipate that work would probably be scheduled for 2024, and in 2023 we'll do Petticoat, the portion that we got the grant for, as well as some mill and pave to really clean it up. Portion of Allerton, and we'll see what else we can get done. I would think we would want to wait until the Polytech has tied into everything. Yeah. So that's it. That's all for me. We're missing two people, so we'll be able to move right into our public hearing. And when the township adopts what is called an ordinance, it's essentially a law that governs certain activities or certain aspects of the township. It's done in two parts. One is an introduction, which we did at our last meeting for this particular ordinance, and the second is a public hearing. So the introduction, we talk about it, we say, here it is, this is what we're going to do. It gives folks a chance to understand what's coming and have a chance to digest it and speak about it. So this is an ordinance of the Township of Clinton in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, regarding sidewalks, roads, and roadway excavations, and amending Chapter 239, Streets and Sidewalks, of the Code of the Township of Clinton. This will allow us to send a notice out prior to doing work, as we might on Cokesbury, Petticoat, rather, to all the residents, all the property owners that might be affected by the roadwork, utilities, and others, other interested parties, and essentially give them notice that we're going to do work on the road, and that if they'd like to do any road work themselves, any tie-ins, any excavations for utilities, for pipes, for sewer, for water, natural gas, that they better do it before we do it. And if they do it after we do it, they'll have to repave it. Or they're not even allowed.
Right.
Right. So if it's urgent, they'll have to repave it. It's something that's sorely been needed and will make our engineers' life, I think, a little bit easier in trying to maintain the integrity of our roadways. I'd like to open it now to public comment and public hearing, rather. Are there any members of the public who'd like to speak about this ordinance or ask questions? All right. Seeing no movement, I'll close the public hearing. Are there any members of the Council, do you have any questions or comments before we move to the motions? May I have a motion?
So moved.
I will second.
Roll call.
Councilman Bosa?
Yes.
Councilman
Smith?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. All right, we're going to go into resolutions, and we'll begin with the second one on our list. This is Chapter 159, requesting approval of items of revenue and appropriation from the American Rescue Plan, LFRF. Loss of revenue, this would be to apply that money toward a fire truck not to exceed $791,000 or some such. Prices of fire trucks are going up, and we're trying to be a price increase in January. We haven't bought a fire truck in quite a number of years. However, we'll just talk about it, Phil, you and I, quickly. Do you have any questions?
No, I just wanted to mention more on the record that this was contemplated when we did the budget for this year. We talked about applying the ARP money. It was kind of, we thought it would be a 2023 item, but it's been accelerated to 22 because of the pending price hike. The placeholder was $800,000, so if we waited, we would certainly spend more of the ARP money than we intended.
Right. Due to a lack of quorum, due to an anticipated recusal, I'm going to pull this item and discuss with the administrator and the deputy fire chief if we can't wait to do this until December 21st. My understanding is that the price increase is effective end of January, so we may have some time. If it cannot wait until the 21st, I will try to schedule a special meeting in the interim to discuss this and see if we can't move it along virtually in the intervening time. So that's that. The next resolution is the resolution authorizing the in-rem foreclosure of certain property for delinquent taxes and fees for Jericho Road. And I feel like I've done enough talking. You may be able to speak about this.
I've been talking a lot.
Oh, I'll take care of it.
No, that's fine.
I was kidding. But you can correct me. We have a property in town that is in arrears in excess of $55,000 in their taxes, but the value of the property is $5,000, $6,000. They haven't paid their taxes in a very, very, very long time. The neighboring property owner is interested in buying it, but in order for us to convey it, we have to foreclose on it. There's no way that anybody's going to pay the back taxes on a property that the value is
so
pennies.
It's underwater.
Pennies. And frankly, financially, it will be better for us, I think, to foreclose on it and make an arrangement with one of the neighboring property owners to acquire it.
for fairness, when I look back to the tax records, mostly interest that's never been paid because the lien was sold in like 2006 or something, and there are seven, there's never been a payment made.
Yeah.
So it's just racking up. Yeah. And the taxes themselves are not high, the interest is super high.
Yep. So did I miss it? Anything on that?
Nope. This resolution basically just authorizes my office publish it and written it from other lawsuits. This will just give them the authority to go ahead and start the proceedings, file the necessary complaint, and get them.
In that case, may I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes.
Councilman Fletcher? Yes. Council President
Strauss? Yes. Next, we have resolution appointing a part-time fire inspector, Mr. Frank Err. We've had a couple vacancies in the fire inspection office. We have filled the fire marshal's position, but we now must backfill the fire inspectors to spread the load. This will bring us back to full staffing, which we haven't had probably in a couple months. All good things I've heard about Mr. Err. If I might, I'd make the motion.
Second.
Councilman Fletcher?
Yes.
Council President Scott?
Yes.
Mayor Boyd?
Yes. Next resolution is appointing a temporary part-time building subcode official, Mr. Joseph Briganti. We have our building code official out on leave for probably about 6 to 8 weeks for a procedure which I understand went very well. So we wish him speedy recovery. Can't wait for him to come back. He's a fantastic construction code official. So we do need to fill the vacancy in the meantime so that business of the township can go on and folks can get their permits. Any questions, comments?
I'll make the motion.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you.
Councilman Fletcher?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Yes. The following resolution authorizing the purchase of fire hose from New Jersey Fire Equipment Company, NJFE, not to exceed $12,930. I will be pulling from the agenda without objection, I hope. And put on that same agenda for either 1221 or, barring that, sometime sooner via a special meeting. Next, we have a resolution authorizing the hiring of Brian Gunning as a police officer. This will bring us up to full staffing. All the vacancies will be filled in the police department that currently exist per the ordinance, actually, with the exception of the captain. Interviews conducted by the chief, by, I believe, the lieutenants as well, and the administrator. And this was the recommendation. Any questions, comments?
I'll make a motion.
Thank you.
Second.
Councilman Wilson?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Yes. Now we have a resolution authorizing the purchase of a police vehicle from Fred Beans, not to exceed.
We might have pulled this because we didn't do number two. Number two, we allocate extra $8,000 to the police car.
You're right.
So we just you're 100%
yeah, right.
So we'll move to the next slide with this one.
Oh, he's going to be so disappointed.
Well, we might not have
two minus the.
You know what? You're right. We can do that.
Yeah, because there was another one that I had a breakdown of it.
Yep, you're right.
Yeah.
I have the resolution before me.
Yeah,
and Bill, thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Well, we'll do number two without fire.
We'll go back to number two.
Perfect. Hold on. We'll amend it.
Everybody's going to hate us, but we're going to do it.
Well,
hang on one moment.
I have it too, I think.
You have it?
I do. Here we go.
They're awesome. All right. Going back in time to the second resolution on the agenda. Again, Chapter 159, requesting approval of items of revenue and appropriation from the American Rescue Plan, LFRF, loss of revenue. I would offer that someone move to strike from this resolution the fire truck and that we move the resolution with only the police vehicle in it.
So move.
A second.
All right. May I have a roll call, please?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And for the record, that will change the total sum to $8,772.50. Mr. Clerk.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll have to do the balance. And now we'll go to resolution number 15, mm-hmm. authorizing the purchase of a police vehicle from Fred Beans not to exceed $40,639. And, Sergeant, I'd like you to tell the chief what length we went to get him his unicycle.
And this, I'll just comment, was contemplated in the budget, so now we're just kind of following along on that. It's a little more money than we thought, but this is life.
Yes. It's the way of the world these days.
Exactly. So I'll make the motion.
Second.
Councilman
Blazer?
Yes.
Councilman
Blazer?
Yes.
Yes. And again, thank you to Councilman Blazer for catching that in both counts. We now have resolution appointing a temporary part-time building subcode official, Sean Smith. I'll just refer to my comments from the prior resolution, and I will make the motion.
I will second.
Yes, I read his resolution.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. All right, back up to the consent agenda. Yep. I'm just getting there. I just wanted to make sure. I'm reading everything. Someone like to move to pay the bill?
Sure. Move.
And have a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. We've now reached the last public comment session of the evening. If anyone would like to come tell us what a wonderful job we're doing, please come forward.
Or ask
you want to throw tomatoes? You can come throw tomatoes.
No, don't hurt. Mm-hmm.
Questions?
You guys want to come up and introduce yourselves? Or
come on up. Come to this one,
though. Over there, microphone.
That table has a microphone.
You have to come to the microphone over here. And you have to tell us what your first name is.
My name is Georgia.
Okay.
And I want to ask what a resolution is.
A resolution is, what's the best way to describe it? It's an action of the township to do something, right? An ordinance that codifies it into law, essentially, for the residents and the businesses and everybody in town. A resolution really just says, yes, we authorize the township to go do X. So if we want to buy something, we just want to make sure we talk about it in public first before we do it. They're not all about buying, they're about hiring, they're about different actions that we can take. But that's what the resolution is for.
It's like permission.
Correct.
I
My name is...
Just the first name.
My name is Lily... And I want to ask why you guys have agenda.
So that we know and the public knows what we're going to talk about. So that all the council members know what we're going to talk about. And so that in advance. And so the public knows. So if they see something that they don't like or that they do like, they can come tell us why they think we should do something or should not do something.
Okay.
Or just so they can come to listen to know that we're going to talk about something.
Some good questions.
Yeah.
Sergeant Sandy Bynum, is your hand up? I'm sorry. I thought you had a question, sir.
I think it was about that police vehicle.
Yeah.
All right. Come up. If you have a question, come on up.
My name's Brooklyn, and I'm wondering if you have plans to fix, like, the dog park there?
So the dog park... The recreation director and the public works director talk frequently about how to fix the dog park. I was told just the other day, actually, I think separately from the meeting, that there's some concern that if we could see down now with the weather and then the dogs when the spring comes, it'll get destroyed beforehand. I've made some suggestions, but it's very difficult the way it's set up to keep it green. So we'll have to figure out a way to do that. But that's a very good question. I wasn't aware there was an issue with the fence. So
there's a lot of holes in the fence.
Okay. I will pass that along to the public works. That's wonderful because, you know, a lot of times folks don't realize that we don't know there's something wrong. And we're here to help fix it, but if nobody tells us, we can't fix it. So I appreciate that.
We're just worried that dogs somebody will get run these, away.
Yep, no, that's fair.
Or animals will get in that don't belong.
Yep.
That's a good question. Thank you.
Now I got notes. I got action items. You're making me do more work.
And by the way, Matt, I think it's for those in the audience, this is why every time you meet, they have to have part of the agenda for public comment, and it's exactly for this sort of thing. You need to think about what present goals and effects. And that, in my perspective, is why I love local government, because there is that immediacy. You can come and you talk to your elected representatives about the problem, and a lot of times they're going to be taken care of right away. It's pending. But at least it's now there, you know.
I won't commit to right away. Mm-hmm.
It's
leaf season.
On public record.
If it can.
And, you know, I should report briefly that leaf collection seems to be going very, very well this year.
Yes.
So, any other questions?
Nothing.
If that's the case, I'll close
yes,
the public comment.
And you already got one.
Oh, yeah, come on up.
Sure.
You have to stay here.
And you will have... You're
a mom.
Give me a mom. Name and not your whole address, but at least sure do you.
So, okay, Amy Schenagel. I am a property owner in Beaverbrook on Augusta Drive.
Sure.
And my question, I don't know if it's relevant, is do you have anything to do with light cycles on Route 31, the Stanton Station light cycle when you're coming to 31 takes forever?
Stanton Station?
It's
actually
right in the township.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, it's all state DOT. Who governs that?
Okay. So that's Reddington?
Reddington.
Okay.
Right by the Parks Commission building.
Okay.
It switches over.
No, wait. Stanton Station Road?
Yes, Stanton Station
Road. It is Reddington, yeah. No, but we can pass it along to... I can pass it along to DOT and copy the mayor. I'm sure it's the same person as DOT.
Yeah, you're right. It's the third one.
That's what I do. No. I make no promise.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
Okay. Any more? All right. In this case, I'll close the public comment. And Councilman Glazer has something he just loves to say at every meeting when he's present.
At the end of every meeting, we have to formally close the meeting. So one of my jobs is to make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Very good.
Second.
And we have a second.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
No.
I've done it twice
this evening.
I've been
sorry.
Somebody, you might be right.
So when we recorded that Mark and I said yes, and you said no.
You can do it. That's fine.
So who thinks they know the answer if one of us
says
no? One of us say no.